listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show brought to you in part by Catskin.
Yeah, I know. It's a new one. Merry Christmas to me. Catskin.
You know, my truck, if you see the big Craftsman truck rolling down the road, it's got a Catskin leather interior. If you want a new interior for your car, you got to check out Catskin. It starts with a K, K-A-T-S-K-I-N. And, yeah, you can do it yourself. And the guy that does it himself, by the way, is Chris Duke, who is the host of Motors TV. Motors on TV, that is. Motors.tv, that is. Making sure I'm getting it all right. Chris Duke, Catskin is one of your longtime sponsors, and I know you're doing this next episode of the Jeep. And we talked to them, and they're like, hell, yeah, we want to work with all your stuff with TV and radio. And of course, 3 years ago, we put Catskin leather interior in the Craftsman truck when we did the Ultimate Truck Build-Off at SEMA. And I know, you know, maybe you can even talk a little bit farther about Catskin for the world, because talk about a great Christmas present or Hanukkah present or Festivus present, whatever you, you know, for the rest of us, you know.
So your excitement, I love it. So, yeah, Catskin's been a sponsor of Motors for a very long time. And before they were, you know, on board as an official sponsor, they were a participating, I need to enunciate, yeah, participating sponsor. And what that meant is that they just provided leather for our project vehicles. And so I just enjoy the product. And eventually we got to this point in our relationship where we could, you know, get a little bit closer. And so now they've been a sponsor for a couple of years. And now that we have partnered, you and I, and yep, Duke Taylor Productions is official.
That's right. Yeah.
So they are continuing with motor sponsorship. And now they're doing some stuff with the radio and events that you're doing, so
right,
or that we're doing.
Yeah, well, and to, you know, let's just talk about the one that you're doing right now at Motors, mm-hmm, is the big holiday giveaway, Christmas giveaway.
Yeah, yep. So we have this huge, well, we got to get back to Catskin because we want to talk about leather a little bit too. Maybe we can do that later, but right now,
well, they're part of the giveaway,
yeah,
right?
So yeah,
we'll stick with it, but people want to know how they maybe can win this stuff right now.
Yeah, so right now, let's see, this started on Thanksgiving Day, and the contest ends Christmas Eve. And what it is, it's called the Motors Mega Craftsman Christmas, and this is, I think, the third year in a row that we've done this. And the prize package totals over $8,500, and there's just, I think there's five or six different sponsors involved with this. It started with Craftsman, and Catskin's on board this year, as well as Super Winch, AFE Power, Mother's Polish, Pit Stop Furniture, and E3 spark plugs. So we've given away a ton of things, and all these prizes are going to one lucky winner that I will personally choose randomly on Christmas Day. So, you know, I'll wake up in the morning, do the presents with the kids and all that, and then I'll come in here into my office and pick a winner and send off an email. And last year I did it, and it was so rewarding. It was so much fun. I can't wait to do it this year.
That's totally cool. So part of that is a Catskin interior, I take it?
Yes, they are giving away a Catskin leather interior. I'm trying to find the value of it, but I think it's a couple $1,000 leather interior, and it's available for pretty much every vehicle out there. So you know, whoever wins this is going to get a new leather interior for whatever ride that they've got.
Love that, right? So
yeah.
Speaking of that, you are doing a Jeep. And oh, before we go on, tell people how, because there's no purchase or anything. You just go and sign up. How do they do that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
So go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MotorsTV, or you could just go to our website, it's motors.tv, and there's a link right there on the homepage to enter to win. So, yeah, it doesn't cost you anything to enter. We just ask for a couple of details, and you're off and running. So in addition to Catskin, there's a bunch of Craftsman tools and tool storage, and Super Winch is thrown in, and not one, but three winches. It's crazy.
What?
I don't know what somebody's going to do with three winches, but they're going to get them. And AFE Power is giving away a $1,000 product voucher so you can get all sorts of different performance improvements for your ride. Mother's Polish is giving away a ton of their products to, you know, detailing products and bags and towels and stuff like that. Pit Stop Furniture is giving away this really cool office chair, racing-inspired office chair, and E3 spark plug is also throwing in some spark plugs and apparel. So, yeah.
I love it, man. You know what's cool about what you just said, too, is that our sponsors, because I can say that now that you and I are partners on the TV and the radio stuff that we do here, and they're awesome. I mean, think about that. Three winches. I mean, those winches are not cheap, but what's cool is the person that wins this can call up one or two of their best friends and go, dude, we won. And the other guy is like, our girl goes, what do you mean we won? Because I got three winches and I'm giving you one. You know, I mean, that's like, that's just cool, right?
Yeah, exactly. But there are three. I mean, if the guy's got a truck, then he can use the Tiger Shark. If he's got an ATV or something, there's an ATV winch thrown into the deal. And then there's this other product called Winch in a Bag. And it's a small winch that they could just tote around and they can have that. So they'll always be unstuck.
Boy, I am not going there on the joke with the winch in a bag. Anyway, let's just keep moving. All right. So you can go to Motors, M-O-T. ORZ.TV. That is the website that you will find Chris and I. Chris has been doing it for 6 years, into the seventh season coming up, and I'm going to be on, hopefully, on every one of those episodes. And it's a really fun car, automotive, gearhead improvement show. And so if you haven't seen it yet, look it up on the internet, on the interweb, motors.tv. Now, CatSkin. So
yeah,
they're working with us, but let's explain. So talk about what you're doing on the Jeep right now, which is one of the next episodes.
Well, we just finished installing the leathers. Actually, before SEMA, we installed them on the front seats. And the reason why we did that is because it was a little bit more involved. And they've got this new product called Degrees, which is a pad that you put on the seat bottom and the seat back that acts as both a seat heater and a seat air conditioner.
Love
and then there's a little switch that you can mount up on your dash, and you can control the three different speeds of cooling or heating. And so that was a little bit more involved. So we did that right before SEMA. And so this past weekend, we just did the rear seat. So, yeah, this is like my fourth or fifth leather install that I've done on a vehicle. My knuckles are done, man.
You know what's funny, though? It is a do-it-yourself thing, isn't it? I mean, because your shop, for those who don't know and have never seen Motors, it is Chris's garage. And yes, it's a cool garage, but he doesn't have big, giant hoists and lifts and all that. It's regular Workaday Joe hand tools from Craftsman. And you put on this interior. You're not an upholstery guy. Did you go to school to learn upholstery? No. Exactly.
No.
So,
no,
you know,
just figured it out. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, they give you the instructions. You can do it yourself or you can have it done. But, you know, I had my boat done recently. I spent $2,500. The guy started out wanting $4,500 to redo my seats. I'm like, what are you smoking, man? But you need to put the crack pipe down. And after he got done laughing, because, you know, I mean, I get away with a lot just being funny, but I got him down to $2,500 because I didn't recarpet the boat and I didn't do this. And all he did was put some slip covers on, basically. And I still spent $2,500. But we're talking leather interiors for your car. So if you've got, people are keeping their cars longer all the time. And I think the average length of time right now is like 11 years. Your seats are getting worn out. So CatSkin, they can put new leather, or they have so many, not just leather, but so many different cool things, including heated and air-conditioned seats. They can make you a set for your vehicle and exact perfect fit that you could put on in your own garage using Workaday Craftsman tools. And, man, it changes the whole car. Plus, you get leather smell if you get leather, right?
Yeah, that new car smell.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's something to be said about going and picking out the exact interior that you want for your vehicle. You know, something that you've had forever and then just changing it up with CatSkin.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So,
all right. Well, anyway, thanks to CatSkin for working with Chris Duke on Motors TV for so long and now helping us out on the radio show. And we're going to help you guys out by making sure that when we're giving some away, you're ready, willing, and able to receive those by signing up for it at motors.tv. We'll take a little break, come back, and talk about those of you who are even afraid to change your spare tire if you get a flat. We'll talk about why you shouldn't be on the other side. Stay with us. It is The Drive.
Writing's on the wall.
All the time, and I
called you out.
How many times have I said at the end of the day?
Today?
No, well, in the last week, it's into the hundreds, I'm sure. I hear myself saying, I didn't know. You know what I used to say, and everybody would send in notes on the website? Quit saying touche. You're not even using it in the right term. You know, I would say touche, and it's like, no, you don't say touche when somebody hands you a cup of coffee. Touche.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you idiot. And I'm like, all right. So I wasn't using it. All right, my new one is at the end of the day. So at the end of the day, you get a flat tire on your way home. I actually made it work. And there's a lot of people that are afraid to change their own flat tire, right?
Sure,
it seems like
you do a lot of things. Yeah.
Well,
people
don't
even want to crack the hood; they're scared.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, it's funny because, and I think one of the comments on your on the on the TV show. I was almost had to say radio, but on the TV show, was somebody said, "I like watching your show, but I don't even know how to, you know, change a spare tire." And I thought to myself, you know, it's so funny. It's such a simple thing. It's like, you know, depending on what you're driving, you got 4, 5, 6, 8 bolts, right? You got a big old wrench. You jack the car up. Anybody can, you know, jack a car up. You take the bolts off and you put the new tire on. You put the bolts back on. It's really easy. The problem is if you've never done it, then it just seems scary. The thing to do is do it at home. Take one of those days where, you know, I mean, it's your life. You don't want to get stuck on a dark, scary road somewhere. I always tell my wife, if you get a flat and you're afraid, just keep on driving slowly. Put your emergency lights on and drive along the edge. And if a cop comes by, you know, he'll put his lights on and he'll help you change the tire, or he'll call a tow truck, whatever. But it's such an easy thing to do. It's almost laughable funny for us guys that do it all the time. But there are so many people that are afraid to do it. And my message to everybody that has ever not done this, it just don't be afraid. Do it at home sometime when you've got maybe one of your car guy or gal friends around that can show you kind of the, you know, the tricks of the trade. Where is the spare tire? Well, it's either in the back or the front, depending on what car you have. You know, there's a jack and there's a big lug wrench usually in the car. It is so easy, but it's such a important thing really to know how to do, I think. Because, you know, I mean, it's like you don't want to be on the side of the road in a helpless situation because you were afraid to change your tire. And another thing you can do is pull into a, you know, drive down the road slowly. Who cares if you shred that tire? It's flat, probably no good anyway. Drive slowly, 5, 6, 8, 10 miles an hour at the most, and get off the highway, pull into a gas station. They'll do it for you. If they won't, at least you're in a lit area. Just pull in the, like, you're going to get gas into the pump or in a nice lit area. And do it. I mean, it's, especially if it's at night, it is not that big of a deal. It's just the fear inside of your own head saying, I don't know how to do it. So it's really better to try it at home sometime. And I can change a tire in 5 minutes, even with just a lug wrench. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I was going to make the same suggestion that just do it when you have some spare time. Everybody's got some time they can kill on a weekend. Go out there and take a look at your owner's manual, because that thing is going to tell you exactly where, you know, your jack is and, you know, how to do it step by step. Or just take a look at some videos online. But that's the thing that you want to do. You want to do it before you really have to do it and you're stranded on the side of the road. Because instead of waiting for a tow truck, let's say you're way out in the boonies and you got to wait an hour for somebody to come and get you, you could do it yourself and be back on the road in, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
And it really, honestly, I'm telling you, if you do it, and you've never done it before, and you've had that fear of your whole life of, it's like for those who don't know how to swim and they're afraid to be near the pool. But once you learn how to swim, it's like the pool is a fun thing. Once you learn how to change the tire and do a few things, your car becomes a much more fun thing for you because you're not afraid of something happening. So it's kind of a big step. I talked to a lady this morning. She said that she had to get over her fear of getting parking tickets. So she literally went out, and this is a true story, and she would just park randomly anywhere it said no parking and didn't give a dang, just so that she could get the ticket and get that feeling out of her system. And I go, well, how many tickets do you have to get? She goes, I got $1,000 worth of tickets before she finally realized she wasn't going to hell. She, you know, it's like we have phobias. People are weird. I'm weird. You're weird. We're all weird. We have these little phobias. Get over them, though. You know, at some point, you got to get over them.
I had a guy who actually worked with me who would not, for the life of him, touch the car battery. There's no risk of it. And just so people who are listening know that when you walk up to a car battery and you touch the positive terminal, you're not going to get shocked. So go ahead and touch it, crack open the hood, and touch your battery. You're not going to get shocked.
Yeah,
don't put anything metal between that and, you know, ground.
Right, unless you're touching both of them at the same time with something metal. Then you'll see a little spark and you'll go, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, then you'll never do that again.
That's right. I want to take a break, come back with more of Motors. Chris Duke, I'm Alan Taylor. This is The Drive. Our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals, a worldwide leader of automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. HAYNES.com. And if you want to work on your car, don't be afraid. Just get a Haynes manual. Get out there, lift the hood, take a look at it, watch a few videos at motors.tv with a Z, motors with a Z.tv. And because if Chris can do it, anybody can do it. I promise you that.
Thanks.
Chris Duke,
thanks,
everybody. So I know you did an interview the other day with Edmunds.com on what, silent cars or quiet cars or something?
Yeah, I got a phone interview with a writer from Edmunds.com. That article will be shown up in a couple of weeks at their website. I'll have a link to it at my website, which is chrisduke.tv. But the whole subject was about these quiet cars, which are hybrids and EVs, electric vehicles, and some gas vehicles nowadays that are getting really, really quiet, even though they're running on gas and there's an actual engine that's moving around. They're getting so quiet that they're running into people or people are running into them and injuries are up, and it's kind of a big problem.
You know, to that point, some vehicles are extended range electric vehicles, and which means that to begin with, first 40 miles, like the Chevy Volt, it's pure electric and it makes no noise whatsoever. And I was at the Pebble Beach Concours in August, and a silver streak kind of came into my vision from the side, and I was like, what? And I got what? Oop. And it scared me, and you know what it was? It was a Porsche 918 Spyder, which is, it's a $1 million car. It was dead silent. And of course, you know, here's a car that it's 200 mile an hour car very easily, but the first, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles are all electric, and that's a $1 million car. But it was scary. I was so startled. It was ridiculous because I thought I was going to die for a second. Of course, the guy slammed on his brakes. He has Brembo brakes and he stopped fast. Yeah. Saved me from getting killed right there. But yeah, so what did you find out here?
Well, so we're kind of at the mercy of the driver right now because, either the manufacturer has put in some type of a sound making device, a speaker that emits some sort of sound that maybe sounds like an engine or sounds like a flying saucer or something else. Or the vehicle owner, the driver's got to honk the horn at you. Yeah. Like the Jetsons, yeah, exactly. So what this writer wanted to find out from me is what are the manufacturers doing, the OEMs, Ford and Kia and Dodge and all these guys, what are they doing with their quiet cars? And what is the aftermarket doing? How is the aftermarket responding? And so what my research found is that the aftermarket isn't doing anything because there isn't an NHTSA law, and it's a law. So until there's an actual federal law mandating that quiet cars emit such noises, they're not going to do anything. And the OEMs are they're on their own, really. They're kind of doing whatever it is that they feel that the public needs, you know, to have in these vehicles to be safe. And so one of the companies that I got a hold of was Kia, because they make the Optima Hybrid and the Soul EV. So they make a hybrid and an all-electric vehicle. So I spoke with two product managers, James Hope and Steve Kozowski. It was very interesting what they told me. So there's a date that was missed earlier this year. I think it was in January that NHTSA missed, so they couldn't pass the law. Now there's another date that's coming up in April of 2015. But what I did is I asked Kia. I said, okay, well, there isn't a law yet that says that your quiet cars have to do something. So what are you doing? And so I found out that the Optima Hybrid is doing something completely different than what the Soul EV is doing. And, for example, in the Optima Hybrid, it's called the Vehicle Engine Sound System, and it kind of makes a mechanical synthetic sound. He said that it kind of sounds like a choo-choo, but it comes on. When the vehicle is, like, running about 15 miles an hour or slower, you know, and then once the gas engine starts, then obviously that sound stops. Now, on the Soul EV, they're all electrical vehicle, they have something called a pedestrian warning system. So even internally with their two different vehicles, they have different terminology and they have different sounds. So in the Soul EV, as soon as you start, 13 or 14 miles an hour or slower, it emits kind of a choir sound, kind of a synthetic choir, like, oh. They tried to do that on the phone when I was talking with them. So I haven't heard it in person, but so I asked him, I said, so even internally, you guys are doing whatever you want to these different vehicles, different dB levels and even at different speeds. And I said, why is that? And they said, well, because the Soul EV is kind of a funky vehicle, has its own character, and that's what they wanted it to do.
Oh my gosh. So there's no standards yet. NHTSA will have to put some sort of a standard down so there's some sort of a hissing noise or whatever kind of weird noise, angels singing, right? Oh no. Hey, Chris, in case I don't see you before next week, be safe out there around all those quiet electric vehicles, all right?
I'm going to try. I'm going to start yelling really loud.
That's it. Yeah. Watch Motors TV cable. Just check your cable guide for where Motors plays. But mainly you can watch it 24/7 on demand at motors.tv, M-O-T-O-R-Z.tv. Me and Chris, lots of good, fun stuff there for car guys and car gals. That's about it for this week. I'm Alan Taylor with Chris Duke, and we'll see you guys all next week right here